Because of the Teton Pass Highway collapse, commuters busing from eastern Idaho to northwest Wyoming are being detoured, making a typically one-hour commute 3 hours long. Jackson Hole Community Radio's Dante Filippula Ankeny caught the bus one morning.
It's just before 6 a.m. The sun is cresting the Tetons. A street sweeper rolls through empty roads, and two women, one dressed business chic, the other in a hoodie, bags in hand, are getting onto the Stark commuter bus in Driggs, Idaho. Wendy Herrera settles into her seat for another 3 hour commute, casually chatting with the bus driver about the previous day's delays.
We were stopped in traffic for probably about 20 minutes there, but we got there about the same time.
Okay, thanks.
Herrera's no stranger to the bus. She commutes to Jackson about 3 times a week for work at a bank, but she, like others, has been adjusting to the new route.
So it was just longer. Not any worser, though. I think it's all about attitude.
But the extra time spent commuting comes with a cost. She's the mother of two young children.
It just means, you know, I don't have dinner with my kids and, you know, maybe I can't get them ready for bed.
A large portion of Teton County's workforce depends on the Teton Pass Highway to get to work. Many choosers are forced to live on the other side due to an age-old problem in the county: astronomical wealth inequality and housing prices, some of the highest in the U.S. The other woman on the bus is Wendy Ruiz. She works at a Jackson restaurant and bar named Eleanor's. She used to live in Jackson, but after getting a new job, it didn't make sense anymore.
And it's like no employer housing. I'm living with my family. It's good, anyways, but nobody expecting this.
This being the pass collapse, which has added another obstacle to her first year of commuting.
It's big impact for everything. I hope this is finished soon because it's hard.
At the next stop, Barry Hillam of Victor boards the bus. The Jackson dentist, wearing a baseball hat and glasses, sits down, opens his tablet, and begins to read.
In the short term, it's been manageable. In the long term, it wouldn't be. I'd have to make a change.
YDOT, the state's transportation department, expects to open a detour in 2 weeks. That will hopefully shorten the commute, close to the typical hour. Weather permitting, the agency hopes to complete a rebuild of the roadway by November. Hillam is grateful for the quick response, but hopes the proposed timeline is accurate. He's losing time with his wife and daughter.
Just having dinner together, living life. Yeah, we'll still pull it off. It'll be okay. We'll see how long this lasts.
Jackson officials have asked commuters to carpool or take the bus to limit the amount of cars contributing to congestion at the Alpine Junction and along the new route. But ridership has been mostly low. As the sun sneaks over the Snake River Range, one sharp turn orients the bus north into a canyon, the last stretch until Jackson. Emmy Sorcy sits near the front of the bus. She stuffs 3 bags onto one seat and floor beside her, a planner and water bottle falling out of one, puts her earbuds in and nestles into the window. She lives in Victor and manages the Orvis store in Jackson. She's been commuting for about 4 years, opening and closing the store while being available on call. This new commute is not working.
So I'll probably just have to camp. I have some friends I can stay with, and they're very nice for offering their homes open, the homes to us and to me, but I don't want to disrupt their lives.
While Sorcy hasn't taken up our friends' offers, some have, and local groups are working to provide housing in Jackson for those severely affected by the closure. County commissioners voted unanimously to allow the use of temporary shelters, campers, cars, tents, and such, in town. Sorcy said her livelihood is being impacted.
Time is kind of the most important thing to me, and I feel like that's being taken away.
After 3 hours, the bus pulls out of the Snake River Canyon and into the south end of Jackson. Commuters start getting out and head to work. After the workday, they will be hopping back on the bus for another 3 hours home, a 6 hour commute altogether. You can get to Salt Lake City from Jackson in less time. Until the detour is built, possibly even longer, commuters have less time for hobbies, for family, for themselves. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Dante Filippula Ankeny in Jackson.